Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line, the star of the TV show, Chris Talks Horsemanship on RFD. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Chris, you are the headliner at the upcoming Great Lakes Equine Classic. Can you talk a little bit about what you're going to be speaking about?
Well, I've got several different topics every day. I'll be performing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got different topics all the way from a horse that's a problem horse that can't get into a trailer, all the way to a horse that's never been saddled or ridden before. And I'll go through the steps and explain to the crowd and demonstrating to the crowd what the procedure that I do to go through that. And a lot of different, we have people that have maybe have gotten hurt in the past from horses that have lost their confidence. We have a session called Build a Rider's Confidence. What that does is that takes those people through the steps and teaching them to build their confidence with the skills and the techniques that I give them to go forward with. So there's a lot of different topics that I'll be doing there with different horses that may have some issues that are from that area, as well as some advanced horsemanship.
Interesting. And Chris, what is your background? How did you learn to do all of this? Is it something that you grew up with, or is it a trained vocation? Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I've got a very unusual background. I was born in the United States, but my family moved to Australia when I was 18 months old and actually settled on an island just off of Australia. And we had nothing but transportation was horses and raised cattle. And so grew up pretty primitive in a way that I was just didn't know anything else. When I did go to school, home school there a little bit. We call it school of the air by radio. And when I was a little older, well, they sent me off to boarding school, but horses were always a part of my life, a huge part of my life for work and also for play. So I didn't know any different. I was raised on the back of a horse and very fortunate to be able to have a career with that. When I was 18, I kept my American citizenship, of course, and then came back in the United States to start a career over here, tied up with the federal government and helping them adopt Mustangs. I did demonstrations with wild Mustangs and made my first video 20 years ago back then, and then it's just transpired into today. I live in Texas, and I've got a weekly TV show. We go all over the world, demonstrations and clinics, so...
Fantastic.
Hi, this is Rick Pruce, and I was going to ask, what is it that people either don't get or don't understand about horses that you get, and what would be a simple message for that individual so that they approach horse training with the right mindset?
That's a really good question. The main thing is that these are all individuals. They all have different personalities. A horse is a very powerful animal. Very strong, but they should, in my opinion, should be treated a lot like people. They have different, like I said, different personalities, and there is a way and a system, a program to learn how to communicate to a horse. And a horse is a great animal. It's been around since the beginning of time, and it's helped a lot of people overcome a lot of things, mental and physical. Today, all across the world, we have handicap riding centers. We have war veterans coming back from overseas that have had traumatized. And a horse is a vehicle and an inspiration to help them get through that. And they're just an amazing animal. They have a lot of instinct, a lot of natural instinct that we're still learning about today that are influencing a lot of the things that we teach and helping people. And I've seen children that are 6 years old that never spoken a word in their life. And the first words they spoke were on the back of a horse. I've seen people that have come into my clinics that are going through stress and that have thought about suicide and on and on and through this horse, building a relationship with this horse and learning the techniques of communication have changed their lives. So this animal is a very, very powerful animal that have helped us all over the world and even still doing it today.
Is it just that they reach to our soul? Can you clearly understand why that is?
Certainly. You know, the old Churchill said the best thing for the outside, the inside of a man is the outside of a horse. And that's just what you're saying. They reach inside and they touch us. They have more instincts than a dog.
Uh-huh.
Meaning that they can sense fear, they can sense stress, they can sense happiness, they can sense confidence, nervousness, they can sense a lot of different things, and that instinct is just amazing.
Interesting. And Chris, when you are dealing with horses, they've got a number of different functions that they do. For some people, it might be just riding. For other people, it can be steeplechase. For others, they imagine Joe Beaver on a horse roping calves, and that's what they think of that a horse is supposed to do. How do you train these horses to do these different functionalities? Because I would imagine if you're in roping, that's really different than if you're doing steeplechase.
Well, exactly right. You know, and every horse has different bloodlines and different breeding and conformation that allows them to be able to perform in other areas better than some. So your thoroughbred would be more for steeplechasing. Your quarter horse would be more for the cow events, whether it be roping or cutting or things like that, ranching, you know, and so that there's different conformations. You know, a 5'2" fellow walking around is probably not going to make the NBA basketball pros, you know. So
he'd have to have a heck of an outside shot, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. So there's horses and bloodlines that are used for several different things, and there's some folks that just want to own a horse just to enjoy, to not compete, just to go out and ride into the wilderness or ride out back pasture or just enjoy with their friends. And there's certain horses that have personalities for those traits as well. You know, you've got the horses that pull wagons and buggies and things that have gaits, what we call by gaits. They're single-footed. They have a gait that's smooth and comfortable. And so they're to answer your question about how to train them, you can train a pony to jump, but he's not going to jump as good as a 16-hand thoroughbred or warm blood. So we try to choose the horses that fit that particular event.
Gotcha. Interesting. And Chris, when you are talking with people at the expo, what is it that you hope to get across to them? If you had one goal for what it is that you hope that people will pick up and take away and keep for the rest of their lives, what would that be?
Learn a program and a system to stay safe and effective around horses. And teach your children, teach your family members, and you'll always, it's a self-growing situation. I have a slogan said, "Ride the journey." It's an ongoing journey, and if you've got a system and a program to learn, you'll always be effective and you'll always be safe. And so that's very, very important. It's just like adopting a child. You know, having a horse is a big undertaking. Yeah, there's education that goes behind that. And be willing to be able to keep education at the forefront of these great animals, and you'll always be successful and be effective and safe.
Fascinating. We've been speaking this morning with Chris Cox, who is the star of the TV show on RFD, Chris Talks Horsemanship. Chris, in our remaining couple of minutes, I just want to ask you about the TV show. For people who haven't seen it, what kind of things will they experience if they watch your TV show?
We've got different topics on there every week, and it ranges from training to all the way to inspirational stories Just here a couple weeks ago, I had a young gentleman send me an email from Georgia that his dream was to ride with me. Him and his father and his brother drove all the way from Georgia to Texas. When they got out of the his truck, he was a paraplegic, and we got he had a special saddle. We got a horse up and trained a horse to accept paraplegics, and he couldn't use his legs, and to be able to see the change that went on with that young man and accomplishes his goals there in just a few minutes was just, you know, just amazing. So there's a lot of, as we speak right now, today, I belong to an organization called Western Wishes, and we're doing a TV show on this. We have young ladies, young girls from all over the country, that some of them have terminally ill cancer, some of them have different disabilities that are coming in and spending a week here at the ranch. And we have world champions and very notable horsewomen and men from all over the world that are coming here to spend time with these children. And so we document what a horse can really, how powerful a horse can really be to change lives. So we have hardcore training as well as inspirational stories, and it's all about the horse.
And Chris, when is the show on?
The show is on Tuesdays at 12:30 during the day and at 10:30 at night. And then on Sundays at 11:30 on Sunday. That's Central Time, so just minus an hour, plus an hour for Eastern Time on that.
Fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Chris Cox, the star of Chris Cox Horsemanship on RFD. Chris, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to hearing what you've got to say at the upcoming Great Lakes Equine Classic.
Thank you very much for having me on the show, and I'm excited to come up there and share some experiences and meet a lot of great people.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Karen Waite from MSU right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320WILS.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.